On this 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time, we hear Jesus say to the 12, "Fear no one, and do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Do not be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father." Isn't it wonderful that the first thing Jesus does after calling his apostles to follow him is to try to take away their fear? Jesus knows that fear is the enemy of generous, heroic service. If Jesus is to call others to follow in the path before him, he must first encourage them. He gives courage to replace fear. This courage he gives comes from a confidence in his promises. Isn't this the dynamic that's operative in our lives too? When I reflect on what keeps me from a greater and deeper commitment to service of others, the answer is always because of some fear. Fear is complicated. If I open up the various excuses or things that keep me from a greater surrender of myself in love and service of others, somewhere underneath, I always discover some fear. Self-preservation is a good instinct. Without it, we would have no natural defenses to predators or enemies. Self-care is a good thing. Without it, we risk squandering the gifts of life that God has given us. However, in a world in which there is little transcendent reality, that is, little attention to reality beyond the day-to-day battle for survival, self becomes the ultimate concern. The ultimate imbalance in life is to see everything and everyone in relation what is best for me. Fear of losing oneself or any part of oneself can lead one to wake up in the morning and go through the entire day wrapped up in self. How do I look? How am I coming across? How is this a slight to me? How can I win here? I'm not going to be the one to give in not getting. What about me? Nobody's paying attention to my needs here. They're not going to get the best of me. Watch me manipulate my way around this. It's either him or me. I can't do that. I need to take care of myself. I'm already overcommitted. I can only do so much. I don't have time. I have my priorities. I have my boundaries. You can't let people take advantage of you. I'm not my brother or my sister's keeper. This certainly is not a happy way of life. Can this be what Jesus meant when he said, "If you try to save your life, you will lose it"? When Jesus says, "Don't be afraid," he is telling us that we can place our lives in his hands. He is telling us that he has already taken that away. We will live forever. We are only here on this earth, in this life, for a brief time. In helping us keep our ultimate goal and meaning in perspective, Jesus is empowering us with great freedom. Our hearts need not be occupied with ourselves. If we are liberated from this debilitating self-preoccupation, we are free to give our lives away in great and heroic acts of love and service. Imagine how different our lives could be if, in the face of self-centering fear, we would pause and say, "Courage, my soul. I don't need that fear. Be brave. Be free. Trust in Jesus' care." Imagine if I tuned out or turned off the inner voice of self-absorption and became absorbed in the needs of others today. Can this be what Jesus meant when he said, "If you lose your life for my sake, you will find it"?